Good morning, everybody. Here we are in Parshas Kisavo. In this parsha, the Torah discusses the stones which Am Yisrael were commanded to set up in the area of the garden, and the Sukkim tell us that there comes line of the basic Gimel that Am Yisrael commanded to set up the stones in the possible place. The Sabbath of Islam does it. You cover them over with plaster. Then in the next passage, the Chassam Sameh responds to the answer of this one. We have to write on the stones the entire Torah. Now, a simple reason for the Sukkim is that the Torah was written after the stones were plastered. First the plaster, then you write on top of the plaster. In fact, this is the subject of the Machlokes Gadolim in the Sefer Sotah, which is the next thing on the sheet. And afterwards they covered it with plaster. So they wrote on the stone and directly on the stone.
And you couldn't read it.
So you couldn't read it against the enemy. Afterwards they covered it with plaster. Although they were children, they were rabbi. They were living long and long ways to understand the Torah. According to you, says the children, how did the Torah now read it? The idea is supposed to read it. They see it, they read it, they see it, they see the warning that here the Torah is kept here. How did they read it? Oh my God, it's a dream. Well, says the Torah, that Bina Yisrael and Rasa Bina Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu gave them special understanding, the Shigu, the Kirin Shalahem, they sent their special Baal Umus, they killed the rest of the city, they appear not the plaster, they see what they copied over. So it says the Bina Kodesh Baruch Hu, computer study, so they couldn't read it. They needed an entire procedure, they had to take the plaster off, see what's underneath, and then take it in, interpret it, pass it on to the rest of their nation, and so forth. Now, the problem then is something like, you know, and because they didn't have access to the Torah, that's why they were punished. Shahir and the members of the law. Rav Shimon over there, Rav Shimon himself said, no, Al-Gabi didn't cross the law. They actually wrote it on the plaster. The plaster was first, and the Torah was written on the plaster. So according to Rehuda, the Pesukim are a little derogative Shushan. Simple reading of the Pesukim is that the plaster was first, then the writing. Would you understand that? That there's a sort of e-muktim of what's on the Torah over here. Although the first says the command of putting on the plaster, the intent is that after you will have written, then you cover it with plaster. But Shaykh Rav Shimon, keep your Torah first to plaster, then you put the, then you write on top. Now, Rav Yonah's opinion appears a little, you know, counterintuitive. As you've heard last before, you know, so if it's covered with plaster, so then how did they read it? How did they learn? So it's all the time they have to peel the plaster off. Okay. But because if the primary sort of reasoning, primary intent of this whole thing is that the Am Yisrael should see it, what is the point of writing, covering the plaster, and giving them out the job of picking off the plaster? Seems very strange. So, I saw really two shots in one shot, which is like a little more of a shot, is that we know that you're not supposed to need a different color. Uncut. Yeah, if you have a sefer in your learning, you're supposed to cover it over. In fact, the initial place that this is recorded in Shulchanot is regarding a sefer who's writing and then leaves it to dry. It's supposed to find a way of covering it, it has to be in a way where it doesn't smudge the wet ink, but it's find a way of covering it and not just leave it to dry over. But the first thing they're saying, this isn't how a lot of specific things say the Torah, it applies to all sefer kodesh, a person shouldn't go out and leave this to dry over. So, although it's not you can maybe say that the idea over here is a rehuda, so it's not to lead to the return to uncover the open, which will be a kind of design that comes along. You want to read it, you come and uncover it. So, the Maharal says something a little more deep in our theme, Mashallah, which has a little bit of a disposal, but the general idea is that it indicates that the Ummah Sa'ullah had got no direct and active connection to the Torah. So as far as they're concerned, the Torah is sort of covered over. You want to have a connection to it, you want to read it, you want to have an understanding of it, you don't have to make an effort to go beyond your natural gedolim and uncover it. Sort of symbolizes something. Okay, well, this is the basic point of the Gemara. Now, I'd like to go for something more halachic, and it's quite amazing. It's funny to actually have this masochus in the Gemara, which, you know, seems to be purely a historical masochus. What did they do in those times when this command was given to them? What did the Torah want of them? Actually, there's a point here that has tremendous relevance to halacha l'maaseh nowadays. And basically, I'd like to take you through various points in the Tshuva of Rabbi Yehuda Eger. I've sort of condensed it down to the main points. And it's fascinating. Well, let's see what Rabbi Yehuda Eger asked, and we'll see how it connects to this command. Al-Dabar says Rabbi Yehuda Eger, Al-Dabar shall have a rule close to the Muslims. He was asked to call in China by another world, sent this China to Rabbi Yehuda Eger. The tikkun sidur habol. There is a worn-out sidur. A worn-out sidur, a Kurdish worn-out sidur. For whom Israel habol and tachkoi. And here we have a Jewish gentleman who is a scoring fighter, and he wants to fix it up. Mufrutalo, la'amir al-yahar, he needs to put some sort of covering of paper around the sefer in some manner. With a dark thing, and to stick it with glue on Hayope on the face of the Masidu where there is still good print. But they get out the shame of Sahil al Minsaki. And when doing so, he is going to need to stick some sort of paper over a place where there's a shame Hashem. Somewhere in the procedure, his body needs to stick another layer of paper around the Masidu. And that paper is going to get stuck or a place where there is a Shem Hashem. In the Yedit Mosek, which is the Mechitah, so he asked, which is a Yedit, am I allowed to do this? Does this violate the Yisra of the Mechitah Hashem? In other words, the Shem Hashem. On the one hand, this is a classic Mechitah, right? You have a classic Mechitah, you take a knife or something, and Mechitah Hashem, you rub it out. You rub it out, you don't. No, you wouldn't don't. It's just cold. On the other hand, most probably, you're never going to see it again. It's completely cut. So, it's cut. So it is covering the Shem Hashem. In this manner, is this included in the Yisra of the Chikas Hashem? So let's decide what they asked him to get. Egas, we've got this fine way, what for mind, similar. He's going to have to stick something over the Shem Hashem. Is that the Chikas Hashem? The Yosef will come over. So, the Shem, the one who asked him to get Egas, he won't walk through this. He had an idea in the shop that he wanted to prove the Shiner, but he wanted to have a few A's agreements. So he had the following suggestion. I'm going to bring you a rock in Bashir Ross, Sefer Rechel, and Mishnah is painting the Shemi Hillel, the Hilton State of Torah. From the state of Base Hillel, the one who wrote the wisdom in the Hilton State of Torah, Shemish, who asked the following pastor, that has to be the cost of our money of the Hatay, according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, which we saw, that the Torah was written on the surface. And then they subsequently covered it with a plaster. Ace of the Lucas did, having it covered with plaster, while having it in the Kikas Hashem, always, I asked for these, hello, you cover it with plaster, you're being good at the Shem Hashem. So how did they do that? Nishman is there, so says the Shoyal, well, what do they still have asking? They still have asked question, how did they do it? I asked the Kikas Hashem. So we can deduce from the Kasha of the Beit Hillel, where he understands that covering something is called the Mechitas Hashem. Otherwise, what's the asking for cover? It's just covering. How am I? The Beit Hillel understands that covering something is called the Mechitas Hashem. So there's the Shem, I've got a riot from the Kasha of the Beit Hillel that to cover something is called the Mechitas Hashem. Otherwise, what's the asking? Well, I'll say, cross the line, I'll say, and then continues to say, the Shem continues and maybe Raya, just skin, shami, this type of plaster is different, it's made of limestone, darker, the hemshire, as well, oyster, nashir, pachbon. Maybe eventually it causes what's underneath to erode, and that's why it's called mechika, but maybe some covering is not called mechika. So that was the direction of the shalom. The shalom said, I'll bring a raya from the kasha of the Beit Hillel. Since the Beit Hillel asked, it's called mechika, so we see that such a thing is called mechika. Rulam says, Rukhila, I think, point two, that Amir's title says it was delayed, thank you very much. as a lady from the Mishra, the Abhi Mishra, she here, Kushya, space, little Kushya. It's a funny way to look at it, says Rupi Lega. You want the Kushya to say, it's a good Kushya. So you want it, it's Kushya, you're a good Kushya, you say. Oh, you see, from the Mishra, it's hard in something you want to call Mishra. Never mind the Kushya, it's a good Kushya, says Rupi Lega. Nay, it's impossible. Let's talk about things the other way around. Nay, it's just in Kushya. They're also the Mishra's Kushya. Never mind. Making sure that they just know as Kasha as good Kasha, or what the answer to this Kasha. Why isn't it Mishika? Why wasn't it Mishika? When they cut those stones with plaster, why wasn't it Mishika? The only thing is Kushas from Mishika. So that this Kasha won't be the Kasha. The name is there, and there's a little happy Mishika. Let's forget. Let's put a riot, but it's not Mishika. He's never asked the question, why is not Mishika such a thing? When they come from stones and glass of wine, they keep such a thing. So they're going to this point doesn't be asking, no one does. Because it's just nothing, what we already want. That's the answer, we still have cash. So then it's a lie, and it's not called the leader. That's one of the states of the Gias Kain, and also, it says in the Vega, and we're looking at the Vega called the Gias Kain, which is an early Zephyr. Sheikh Okar, who discusses the non-tanshtaiba al-Mawithians, to say the Torah in the Sefer Torah, who wonders when wax drips onto the letters in the Sefer Torah and they are covered, is the Sefer Torah possible? Because it is those Osiris as though they are round house. So Osiris came into the cooking. The dog and his suggests that Al-Qur'an is the way of just not doing the Al-Qur'an in the same. And he says, no, it's not called round out, and I'll give you a lie that it's not called round out, because they covered their body with plaster. So if you're saying that he brings this riot, how can they cover them in class? There are a lot of coverings in law called Mufti. So basically, in some ways, all this point, scissors with the anger, the very fact that they covered the Torah, written on the stones, with plaster, are either the things of Shem. That indicates to us that covering is not called Mufti. So at this stage, it's the anger and the Torah, likewise, as the gracious gentleman finally in the sitter, simply wants to cover the shame, not to rub it out. Should be, you can see, you can deduce from this command with the stones that covering is not called Mishika.
So covering in a way that can be uncovered because
it's exactly what the plague is there to cover. Maybe, yeah, there's a difference. Not all covering is the same. But before that, he says something else. The cost of business. He said, in fact, we can dedicate the entire riot from the stones. Maybe the stones are not right. There's no riot of covering. That covering is not called Mishika. Because we can give a different case. I'm going to ask you that question, how do they put plaster in the stone? They can give a different case. We know in the 70 Lishonos, right? 70 Lishonos, and it says that the Torah was written on these stones in 70 Lishonos. Now, 70 Lishonos, does that include Lashon HaKodesh? Is Lashon HaKodesh an extra one in addition to the 70? That says that the Abel, and Lashon says elsewhere, that the Lashon HaKodesh is in addition to the 70. The 70 makes sense. The 70 is the 70 almost not alone. And then it's Lashon HaKodesh, which is the special one. So having said that, says Rav Kiel Yagon, it comes out that if it was written on the stones in 70 Lashonis, that means to say it was written only in those 70 Lashonis and not in Lashon HaKodesh. So on these stones, the Torah was written in 70 Lashonis, but on the story, it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, says Rav Kiel Yagon, if we say that, then we have the opportunity to give another text to this question. Because, says Rav Kiel Yagon, the Shach writes, I don't think this is 100% Muskel, I'll just add, but Shach writes that if the Shem Hashem is written, the law is written in a foreign language, but the Muskel Kurdish, there's no Issa to Rabbi Kaz. I don't think that's Muslim, I'll just add, but that is what the Shach
writes. You say the thing about the Rav Kiel Yagon,
yeah.
When you write, I think he was in GOP.
But as I said, I don't think it's Muslim, la la. But according to this opinion, one could actually, says with QA, you can actually answer the question. That's the fact now for the question. We'll say that the Torah was written on those stones only in foreign languages, and in foreign languages there's no answer to run out. So that's how they did it. So you can't bring me any liar, absolute liar, from there that covering is not called Mishika. It is called Mishika, and the reason of there was permitted was because it was written in a foreign language. But then continues with Kinega and brings from another of the early Apollo who also dealt with this action in a Spartan scenario. And he brings and points out now from the Chivas of the Pomian Eurus. And the Pomian Eurus was asked another child along these lines. There was some sort of place having a sense of shul, which had designs on its walls. And included in those designs were Psukim with the Shem Hashem. By Yahweh, it comes along one fine day. Shul's been standing on the Shem for many years, and it's been well used. And we want to do some shit with it. So they want to put a new layer of plaster over the old layer. So they asked the polymeras, now what are we going to do? Not the thing that cost of the operation wasn't so clever to write those cooking with the wall in the first place. But okay, now what are we going to do? They asked the polymeras. To replaster these walls seems like a bit of a problem of what it was in Hashem. So says, okay, we'll take a look at the polymeras over there. He also goes by the same road that we've gone down, brings up this plaster of the covering of the stones, the plaster of the stones. Seemingly, the covering was not all the feature, but then there's the polymeras, exactly the fill of the brought up. We have to distinguish between different types of covering. Not all covering is necessarily the same. There's covering which is going to eventually remove it and start all the rain. And there's covering where there's no way of removing it. Once you've done it, there's no way of getting back to that old stuff. So instead of the polymeras, in the situation of replastering the wall, says the polymeras, in no way are you going to, there's no way afterwards to peel off the new plaster and get back to the old plaster and everything I will be. Once you plaster it, it all just becomes one big mush. And if you would try to take it off, the old plaster will come off with it, and you won't get back to the old stuff. So says there today, even if the answer to the question about the stones is that it was okay, it's not rubbing out, it's just covered, that's all used in that scenario, limited that scenario where it's possible to remove it and get back to the old stuff. So having said all that, what does the behavior conclude that is now in hand? What's the final step for this gentleman? Because then I knew something. In here, Charlie may not read. If you can't send it to a longer final, you should do the following. I'm just thinking something about that. We find sometimes when I'm doing a lot of your class that if you're not directly asking an offering to do this, it's just like we get a sick ratio from his. From his actions, then there's no risk of a real lottery. So you can say the same thing over here. You know, had you been asking, would you go and ask the lottery to take a knife and run out of shame, that would be awesome. But you ask him to buy a book. Nah, that's what he's going to have to do. But maybe
not. I'm not saying it's a situation, but maybe it doesn't apply. Because I'm Shabbos version, we find normal ways to
do it. We do sometimes have that thing, Shabbos. I think of an example of Shabbos. Are you asking to do something? It's just like, comes to a situation of God or something. So this is the thing that each of the scenarios says, that, you know what you should do? You should ensure the Jewish binder is going to take some paper and put it down to it. You should ensure to put glue only on the areas where there's no shame, and on the place where there is a shame, we'll put another loose piece of paper so that make sure no glue goes over there. So that, if one would ever think to pull the paper off, the shame would still be would still be intact. You would actually, that particular spot, it wouldn't tear or anything, it would just come off and be left in the shame as it was. So then, even when you are covering it, and you know, for all intents and purposes, you're covering it back, you've got no interest in ever uncovering it. But if it's possible to uncover it, and then the shame will still be tired, there's a scenario that is okay, and for that, at least there's a riot in this one. Okay, let's not get this.